to share in the kingdom of God.
When I was a child, I was a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child.
But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
For now we see the glass darkly, but then face to face.
Now I know, but then shall I know, even as also I know.
And now abide faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity.
9/11.
Thank you.
and chapter 35. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail, none shall want or make. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. And he hath cast a lot for them, and his hand hath divided unto them by line. They shall possess it forever, from generation to generation shall they dwell therein.
The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose.
And it shall blossom from and rejoice, even with joy and sin. And the glory of the Lebanon shall be given unto it, and the excellency of Carmel shall. And they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God.
Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm thy feeble knees.
Strengthen them that are of a fearful heart.
Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you.
Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped.
Then shall the lame men leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert.
And the parched shall become a pool, and the thirsty land spring of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each land shall become grass with reeds and rushes.
And an highway shall be there, and a way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein.
No lion shall be there, nor any ravens beast shall go up therein. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there.
And the ransom of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I
beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Who has held the oceans in his hands? Who has numbered every grain of sand? Kings and nations tremble at his voice. All creation rises to rejoice. Who has given counsel to the Lord? Who can question any of his words? Who can teach the one who knows all things? Who can fathom all his wondrous deeds? Behold our God, seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore him. Who has felt the nails upon his hands, bearing all the guilt of sinful man? God eternal, humble to the grave, Jesus, Savior, risen now to reign. Behold our God, seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore him.
Zephaniah 3:9-20.
Then will I turn to the people of pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent.
From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia my semblance, even the daughter of my dispersion, shall bring me thine offering.
For in that day shalt thou not be ashamed for all thy doings wherein thou hast transgressed against me. And then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain.
And I'll also leave in the midst of the afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord.
The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid.
Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem.
The Lord hath taken away thy judgments, he hath cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more.
In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and unto Zion, that not thy hands be slack.
The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing.
I will gather them that are sorrowful from the solemn assembly. Who are thee? To whom the reproach of it was a burden.
Behold, at that time I will undo all the difficulty. I will say for that altar, I will gather that I have driven out. I will give them praise and fame and never done. That I have been put to shame.
At that time I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you. For I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes save me.
Bye.
Tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed, and all the day long we are counted as sheep of slaughter.
Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors to him that loved us.
For I am persuaded that neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come,
nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
God is she. Jumps, soggy, knock, I'm more. God is she. God is she.
God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, and wanting nothing.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed.
For let not that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made well, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. The sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man.
For every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin is when it is finished, brings forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
Wherefore, my beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man is not gracious to God.
Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls.
But be a doer of the word, and not a hearer only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in the glass. He beholds himself, and goes his way, straightway, forgetting what manner of man he was.
But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
If any man among you seem to be religious, writeth not his tongue, and deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and keep himself and fled from the world.
Troubles come, and my
A man one night asleep in bed, as he came out, his friend came by and asked him for some bread. As he came out, "Don't bother me tonight," the man replied. "Oh, get up and open up the lock." But soon he let the stubborn friend inside. As he came knock, there was a judge who scoffed at men and God. As he came knock, he scorned a widow who had suffered fraud. As he came knock, but since she kept harassing him, he knew he had to find a way to make her stop. He did what she requested him to do, as he can knock. Now if you ask your mother for some bread, as he can knock, or ask your father for some fish instead, as he can knock, they'll give you something that is good to eat. Snake or scorpion or rock. So to his children God gives what they need, as he can knock. A seed of wheat lies in your hand, a kernel hard and round. A seed must die if it would live, so drop it in the ground. At first the ground will seem to sleep, yet silent and unseen. Up through the stones and clods of earth will rise a thread of green. A little plant will open up, a stalk will raise its head, and on it many grains will grow, because your seed is dead. So you will never keep your life if it's your dear. But if you spend your life for Christ, you'll gain it in the end.
For I know what the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to my 8th grade graduation. First of all, I'd like to thank God for all he's done for me these past 8 years. Next, I'd like to thank my parents for all their encouragement and support and patience. I'd like to thank my teachers for all their hard work in making each year fun and enjoyable. Last of all, I'd like to thank my classmates for all the fun times we had. Some memories I have of the past year are disc golf. I'm not sure I'll ever get below 37 throws. Sarcastic remarks doing volleyball, very entertaining. Algebra students making algebra jokes, very interesting. I've had a lot of fun this year, and I'm looking forward to going back next year.
When we leave the pen in God's hands, we will never be disappointed with the story of our lives. Eric Lutie. I have really enjoyed the past 8 years. I have learned so much, and I'm so grateful that I have the chance to come to a Christian school. I am so thankful for everything my teachers and parents have done for me. I am planning on coming back to high school, and I'm excited to know what God has in store for me and serve him wherever he will call me.
So first of all, today I want to thank you all for coming out here and supporting the school here. Second, I want to thank God for allowing me to come to a great Christian school and for giving me gracious and patient teachers and parents. You all have done an amazing job. And then last of all, I want to thank my classmates for making my school years a lot of fun.
Thank you all for coming out. I'm thankful for all my teachers and the many good times I had in school. Here is a quote by Thomas Edison. Opportunities is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. It has been great going to school so far, and I am planning on coming back next year. I want to thank my parents, teachers, and God for making it possible for me to go to a Christian school.
Good morning. Thank you all for coming. I want to thank God for placing me in a Christian family and having the privilege to go to a Christian school. I want to thank my teachers for all the things that they've done to help me through all of my school years. My goal as I go from here is to honor and glorify God wherever he leads.
So we honor our young people when they reach important milestones in their lives, whether that's something that occurs fairly regularly, like a birthday, or maybe something that only occurs once, and that is completing eighth grade, like we saw here. And this morning, we want to honor Nicoletta for a significant milestone that she has reached in completing high school. And I just want to note that this isn't just an acknowledgement of the hard work of one individual, but I also just want to highlight the blessing it is to have a church group that supports their young people with a school like this and with opportunities like this. That's a real blessing. What is a high school diploma? What's the value of a piece of paper that has some fancy words on it and someone's name on it? I'll just ask this: what is the value of a $100 bill? What's its value? It's only a piece of paper, and it only says $100 on it. But the thing that makes a $100 bill a thing of value is what's behind it. And in the same sort of way, a diploma has value because of what is behind it. In this case, in a high school diploma, is the equivalent of some 5,000 hours of diligent study, meeting specific guidelines set forth by educators like Christian Light Educations and also our state. And so we want to recognize Nicoletta for that achievement, for investing her time in that particular way. And Nicoletta, just a couple of words for you. This diploma certifies that you spent many hours studying, and you studied well, and you studied diligently. But I would challenge you that your work isn't done with receiving the diploma. Rather, it's just a pretext to something more. If you took a $100 bill and you put it in your on your bookcase or you hung it on a wall, its value would be not that great to you. But it's what you do and what you spend with that $100 bill. And so I would suggest that your work is like that $100 bill, your investment, the investment of your parents, the investment of the school, the investment of the church. There's been a lot of people investing in this $100 bill in your life. And so this isn't just a plaque for you to take and put on the wall. I hope you do. But I like to think of it as a plow that you can bury in the soil. It's dirt and grime, and it's hard work meant for God's kingdom. And I know Nicoletta well enough to know that she has a heart to serve, and I'm confident that our church here will see her investment in this bring a blessing to our church and a blessing to the community around us, and most of all, a blessing in God's kingdom. And so, Nicoletta, if you come forwards, I'd be honored to present you with your diploma. Congratulations. And Nicoletta will share a few words.
Proverbs 4:7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." I'm extremely thankful for the opportunity I had to continue my education at school these last several years. It was also amazing to get in on a few more music classes. One of the best parts about school is that it helps you to gain knowledge, which, when you apply it, becomes wisdom and understanding. Of all the subjects I took in high school, algebra was my favorite, even though we are convinced that the grade book cheated and took a shortcut while we solved it to the very end. It can help you learn to approach problems more logically. Literature and English help you to learn more of the nitty-gritty things about what goes into good literature and helps you to think more about what you read. All of the subjects are very stretching and will help me to learn how to learn and open the door for me to learn more through the things that God has in store for me. I'm very thankful for my strong support group, especially my parents and Mr. Nathan.